It's that time again, boys and girls. Bob Flaherty here with our local hero report, along with Phil Corman, the executive director of CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Our special guest today, the founder of Center Square Grill in East Longmeadow, small town feel, big city taste. Bill Collins is here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing excellent. And I like how you introduced Center Square Grill.
Yeah.
I need to get you like on the website saying it like that. Center Square Grill.
All right. I could say that all day long.
Yeah.
You seem like you have brought the grill with you today.
Well, I did bring a little dish from the grill to cook up because in good faith here, I think if we're talking about a restaurant on the radio, we at least need to taste some food and hear a couple of yums and hopefully yums, right?
And if people put their nose close enough to their car radio or their smartphone, you'll be able to smell this dish, and it is amazing.
Mm.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. What do we got here?
I went to the kitchen before we came, and talking about local agriculture, I pulled out some beautiful maitake mushrooms from my friend Alec over at Doubleday Farm. I did a little sauté with some short rib, a little truffle cream, and some fresh egg noodles. So kind of like a truffle short rib parpadelle with wild mushrooms.
I'm gonna
turn it on so we start getting a little smell going through the room, and maybe you can take a little taste.
How does someone who, you know, grew up on Long Island end up moving to Western Mass, being the youngest general manager at an Applebee's chain, and now own this incredible restaurant here in the Valley?
I got to tell you, a lot of it has to do with Northampton. I was up visiting my cousin. I went to Spoleto Restaurant for the first time, and this is when it was on Main Street. They had this awesome open kitchen. You could see the chefs hard at work, and the servers were in and out, and it felt like the busiest restaurant I'd like ever been in my entire life, right? I mean, the energy, it just gripped me, and that night, I even remember the table number because I wound up working at Spoleto for years that we were sitting at when I was 13, and I looked to my family. I said, I think I want to be a chef. When I turned 19, I had moved up. I was working with Applebee's. My father had passed away, and so I took a break from Applebee's, went home to Long Island for a little while. And when I came back, I said, you know what, let me take a job for the summer, maybe waiting tables. And that's when I met Claudio Guerra, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he became my mentor in the business. We opened 7 restaurants together over 15 years, employed over 300 people at the height. Mm-hmm. And I got to learn so much of what to do in a restaurant through his lens. And then I got to get the opportunity to buy one of his locations and put my spin on it.
You had a vision.
I had a vision. To be honest, I looked around in East Longmeadow and I saw pizza, Asian. So I said, let's go American. I like the creative American feel because it gave me the opportunity to introduce different cuisines as well. So if I wanted to throw something Italian on the specials, I could. If I wanted to do something Cajun inspired, I could. We became like the local Cheers down there. Everybody comes in, they love the bar, and the bonus is we've got really awesome food and we support local like crazy, and it's great.
What differences do you see among chefs who have gone the very traditional route of Culinary Institute of America versus someone who's like worked their way up, been an line chef, and then end up being an owner? I'm kind of curious about those differences.
For me, I'm really happy I took the road I took because I learned the real business. Claudio really was my culinary school. I kind of came up through the trenches. It's been a great run.
And speaking of local heroes, you do access a lot of stuff from local farms, like Garlic Farm and Swaz Potatoes.
Swaz Potatoes. We use Meadowbrook right down in East Longmeadow, which is a great farm. They have great tomatoes, great pumpkins.
Bill Collins is with us, our local hero this week from Center Square Grill in East Longmeadow. You're involved in everything at the restaurant, aren't you?
I've got a great team that surrounds me in the restaurant as well that understand my vision and how I want things to be done. I think there's a real difference when you're in the restaurant every day versus showing up just for the dinner rush here and there.
What's surrounding me right now, Phil, is hunger. Thing ready? Man.
We are ready.
God, it looks good.
Do a little garnish because, you know,
oh, geez.
You don't only eat with your taste buds, you know, you eat with your eyes too. So I figured we'd do a little bit of a garnish and
lovely.
I'm going to bring this over to you for a taste.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
You did great. He didn't get anything on his jacket. He's got so much in his mouth, so much taste, he can't even get a word out. I think we've hijacked the show now, Bill, and I think we could take it from here.
So again, the truffle just subtly pops out. The mushrooms are perfect. It's a nice dish, and that's something you can get on the menu almost every day at Center Square Grill.
What's it called again?
So this is the truffle short rib parpadelle.
Yes,
with wild mushrooms.
I actually saw that on the menu.
Yeah, it's one of my best selling dishes.
Bring it over here again.
Yeah, let's bring it back over.
You got instant replay.
Oh baby, no, this is sensational. Now, with all your success here, does that mean you're going to branch out and open 3 more restaurants?
It weighs on me heavy to think about doing another project because things are going really well. And I'm still able to be a good dad. The angel on my shoulder says, don't mess this up. The devil on my shoulder says, more, 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 do another one. But, sure. You know, sometimes you have to put your ego aside and say, what do you want your tombstone to read? Great dad or a great restaurateur?
How do people get there?
To Center Square Grill, the best way to go is take 91 South to Exit 1. Once you get off Exit 1, take a left on Converse Street, and it almost brings you right to the restaurant. I got to tell you, folks, I know there's a lot of people listening in Northampton. It's worth the drive. Monday through Friday, I do different specials in the evenings. My goal with the restaurant was to create a place that had a lot of value for the people that I'd see on a daily basis, but also create a menu that would excite people who I see once a month. And so, you know, it's an appropriate place to come for a burger on Tuesdays or a filet and some oysters on the weekend with your wife to celebrate your anniversary.
Jeez. I got a lot of things to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, get down there. I got to see you.
I got to celebrate this dish, man.
All right.
This is great. Bill Collins has been with us, the proprietor and the owner and founder of Center Square Grill in East Longmeadow. And Phil Corman, of course, the executive director of CISA by localfood.org. Bill, great to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for lunch.
Well, enjoy.